because it is what I get so many questions about and what so many of my subscribers want to know about, I've been having a lot of conversations recently about picking a niche for your copywriting business, getting clients as a freelance copywriter, and one of my subscribers actually, in the comment section on one of my YouTube videos, had an awesome recommendation, and so I want to talk about that today. These are the proven direct response marketing, copywriting, and entrepreneurship success strategies you can use today to write your own ticket and create the life you want. I am Roy Furr, and this is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Now, here's today's breakthrough. Okay, so if you want a big source of freelance clients that have a lot of potential work for you, I think that this is going to be hugely valuable for you. So Santiago Digital, one of my subscribers on YouTube, commented on my video, the best way to pick a freelance niche. And what he said was, when you can't pick a niche, go for digital marketing agencies. That way you can work with many different types of clients and start to see what you like. Go for digital marketing agencies. So first, I want to talk about why this is brilliant. I want to talk about some potential downsides. I want to talk about a best strategy for actually implementing this in your career trajectory. And I want to talk about how to get these clients in particular. So why would you work for a digital marketing agency, especially if you feel like you want to be out there on your own as a freelancer? Well, it's brilliant because they are doing the client acquisition. They're doing a lot of client acquisition. And, you know, as marketers, as people who specialize in things like client acquisition, you would think that that's not going to be a problem for us. But a lot of people, as copywriters, you know, maybe they're good copywriters, but they struggle with the traffic aspect. Or maybe there's some other, they're great copywriters, but they don't like to do networking or having the client acquisition calls or whatever. They just want to, for example, sit down and crank out Facebook ads. Okay, cool. A good digital marketing agency is going to have a client acquisition mechanism in place. And I don't know exactly what that is, and it varies based on the agency. Sometimes there's a whole team dedicated to client acquisition. Sometimes in a smaller agency, there's just a function that is happening in the business where they're getting clients and getting clients and getting clients. And they're doing the client acquisition. And so you don't have to worry about it. They just bring projects or tasks or whatever, depending on the size of the work that you're doing. And they actually set it on your plate, right? They set it on your plate and you get to eat. So there can be a lot of potential work. If you're working with a successful digital marketing agency, you know, they're going to have a lot of client work. And oftentimes their main limitation on scaling their client work is the ability to deliver creative that is actually getting, that's getting traction online so that they're able to spend money to push traffic to, right? So there's a lot of potential work. And if you are successful in the position, if you are cranking out good copy for them, then the probability that there's just going to be more and more work is pretty high. There's also a lot of variability in the work, or potentially a lot of variability in the work, which can be it can be a big positive for you, in that you're not always for example, if you were to get a full-time job with one marketer, you're going to end up doing the same thing over and over again. If you're doing, you know, anything where you're really focused, you're going to end up doing the same thing over and over again, and you may miss out on opportunities to learn by perhaps experimenting with different niches, experimenting with different copy type, etc. But when you're in a digital marketing agency and they're bringing in clients from across the board, maybe everybody's focused on Facebook ads. Maybe everybody is like a e-commerce health brand. Maybe everybody is whatever, and the agency is focused in that way. But there does tend to be a lot more variability in that way because of the number of different clients and client scenarios that you're dealing with. Also, if you're working with a good digital marketing agency that does have a lot of that is doing a lot of client volume, what you'll probably find, if they're actually spending a lot of money on traffic, is that there's going to be a lot of speed of testing and a lot of speed of getting results. Hopefully, when you're working with this agency, they're going to give you information on how well your copy performed in the different campaigns that you work on. And so you may have an opportunity. Let's say for one client, you're actually able to sit down and crank out 10 Facebook ads in a day, and they're going to test all 10 Facebook ads against each other. And a week later, you have a whole data report that is, you know, these ads had this different performance, and the traffic person may even be able to tell you, like, okay, here's what we learned from this. Can you do more along the lines of this, or can we do iterations of this particular ad or these couple ads? And you're going to start learning what the market is responding to very quickly. If you are working with a traffic person, that, I mean, that's such a huge opportunity for somebody who does copy, who does creative, who focuses on conversions or clicks or whatever, to work with somebody who's driving traffic so that you are gathering that intelligence. And online, a digital marketing agency, like, you can often get results really quickly. Potential downsides. You're not necessarily picking the clients. Like, you get the clients that the agency gets. And so there's less of a back and forth. There's less of a deciding, that client doesn't sound great. You may have opportunities, depending on the size of the agencies that you work with, to say, hey, could I work with, you know, the next client that comes in and pass on that one? But you're gonna have less control over the clients that you get. Another downside is that you're doing less developing of your own reputation. And so the agency may get a lot of reputation with clients, but you may not necessarily be able to translate that into your own reputation without some intentional and conscious work on that part. I don't think that that's that big of a downside, because, you know, even like, I use my background as a marketer for an IT training company as part of my reputation. And it's just, that is my career background that I'm able to lean into. The other potential downside is kind of I called it pigeonholing. Like, you end up kind of getting stuck in one particular area, and maybe there's less flexibility. But the reality is, again, like, these potential downsides, there's probably ways around almost all of them. So if you become the Facebook ads copywriter for this agency that's in the beauty niche, and that's not necessarily what you were going for, you can get a different digital marketing agency as a client. You could be working with two or three different digital marketing agencies as clients, and balancing your workload with those different agencies and accepting projects and rejecting projects based on where you want to go, so you get pigeonholed less. Versus, for example, if you did just start working with one agency almost exclusively, you might end up kind of in a space where you are following along with whatever their direction is. So my best strategy for you on this is to plan it as a stepping stone. Don't consider working with an agency as the be-all end-all, unless, hey, maybe your goal, like, maybe you are just happy to be a copywriter working with digital marketing agencies, and you just want, you know, consistent work and the consistent paycheck that comes from it, and you want somebody else to worry about all the client acquisition, and you just want a lot of variability and creativity and being able to approach different clients and client scenarios, and maybe that's what you're going for. But if you're, let's say you want to build your own agency, you want to have your own freelance copywriting business where you're doing things, you want to build your own business using the copywriting skills that you learned, whatever those are, deciding to go for working with digital marketing agencies today does not mean that you have to have that be your forever path. So if you want it to be your path for the next 3, 5, 10, 20 years, great. And just lean into that. Otherwise, you can just use this as an opportunity to get experience, to build a reputation, to build a bit of a portfolio, to learn a whole lot really quickly if you're working with a good traffic team. You know, just go with that and use it as a stepping stone going forward. I think that a lot of people, it's really easy to see the horizon and want to be there. It's a lot really easy to see the destination that we want to be there, and we forget about the journey that we have to take along the way to get there. And for a lot of people, you may want to skip this whole step because it's not what you want in the end. It's not that destination on the horizon. But the reality is, it may be the most direct path to get to that destination on the horizon. And so don't skip it for that reason. Let's see. So how to get these clients. That's the last little bit of my notes here. Like how do you get digital marketing agencies as clients? Well, first off, I would get specific. Even in the context of this, like this is such a huge world and there are so many agencies out there who are helping clients at all sorts of different levels. And so you probably want to get specific. Is there a specific channel that you help agencies with? So are you looking to help Facebook ad agencies? Are you looking to help YouTube ad agencies? Are you looking to help Google Ads agencies? Are you looking to help native ads agencies? And then in the context of that, what type of creative do they typically need? Are they in the e-commerce space and they need, they help clients with product descriptions and special product landing pages and content for their site? Or are you building landing pages, lead generation pages? Are you building advertorials that they can drive traffic to from native ads? Like, what are all these different potential scenarios? And you may have to go out there and you have to do some research and you may have to see, like, what are these digital marketing agencies doing, right? And who is doing what in my space? And I'm going to start here. I'm going to look for, you know, one thing that you could do for this is something that I often actually discourage people from going local, from looking local for clients, because we have the whole wide world at our disposal. But there may also be some opportunity in doing a little bit of work, forming some kind of relationship where you're doing, I don't know, 10, 20, 25, 30, 40, 50% of your work with some local agency and connecting with somebody locally who you can help out and help them grow their agency through effective copywriting. Or you could focus on one specific niche and find the people in that area. You could focus on, like, a lot of my freelance work for a couple of years recently was with an agency, except for this was a little bit different. They were actually an agency specifically for financial publishers. And so I was doing work through them for their clients, but I was still doing the same kind of work that I would do directly with clients. And actually that's how I met them in the first place. So you can find everything from an agency that specializes in financial direct response, long form sales pages, VSLs, et cetera, and the campaigns around that, to these people help local businesses get leads off Facebook or whatever, right? And then you figure out who you want to serve. And one of the easiest ways that you can approach them is you can ask this. Yeah, I have to give credit to Jake Hofberg for this question. Do you have any overflow copywriting work available to help your clients with your agency, or to help your agency's clients? Do you have any overflow copywriting or writing work that your internal copywriters are not able to handle right now? And the reality is, a successful agency probably has a lot of overflow copywriting work. They probably have a list that's five times as long as what they're able to get to in any reasonable length of time, as far as the copy that they could benefit from having created. And so offering to be somebody who can help out with some overflow copywriting work for them would be great. And that's a great way to start the conversation. Hey, I was looking at your agency and it looks like you guys are doing some great work. Do you ever have any overflow copywriting work available? Yes? No? Okay. And then propose a test project. And so a test project, basically what you're saying is let's go on a first date, not like let's get married, right? Not even like let's become boyfriend and girlfriend, or boyfriend and boyfriend, girlfriend and girlfriend, whatever, right? Like what you're doing when you say propose a test project, like when you're proposing a test project, is, hey, let's feel each other out. Let's see if this is going to go anywhere. And so if they say, oh yeah, we do have some overflow copywriting work. Do you know Facebook? Do you have any experience with Facebook ads? You can say, yeah, I do have some experience with Facebook ads, or you know what? I'm actually learning Facebook ads right now and developing my skills. I would love it if we could do a test project, maybe on condition of acceptance, meaning you pay me if you actually want to use this with your client. And if that works out, then we can move forward with additional work. You could volunteer to write it for free. You could volunteer, hey, do you have a particular client campaign that you'd like to see a sample of? I would be happy to write an ad for you to use, right? So you're going to find the people who specifically who you want to work with, look to actually solve a problem by, hey, do you have any overflow copywriting work? Make that offer, have a little conversation around that, offer to do some kind of test project, and then figure out what makes sense going forward for whatever arrangement so that you can continue to work with them and provide value to them and to their clients. And finally, what I would say is for any kind of copywriting arrangement, but I think it's especially relevant for working in an agency type environment, it's really easy to get into an open-ended arrangement where, hey, you pay me every month and I write this much copy. You won't necessarily be happy with the arrangement that you make today, 90 days into the future, 180 days into the future, 365 days into the future, you know, 2 years, 3 years into the future. I don't know when, right? Especially if you have big ambitions for where you're going and you have a growth mindset and you're really developing and growing yourself, you may not want to be stuck in the current situation, the current scenario that you set up for yourself today. And so my recommendation for you, if you are very new, is to have some shorter term, like maybe a 90-day startup period, and then we'll decide what the agreement is going forward, or we'll renew this arrangement every 6 months, and we'll just make sure that, hey, we're both feeling great about working together. We'll renew this arrangement every year, just depending on what it is. Like my latest thing, that arrangement that I was talking about with the agency, that was a 12-month arrangement. And so it was, hey, we're going to plan to work together for this actually calendar year. And at the end of the calendar year, we'll decide what we want to do going forward. And so put some kind of out, basically the out is a renewal. It's an optional renewal for both parties, and figure out what that looks like. So you do a test project, and then maybe you could even go into a 90-day thing. And then based on the success of that, you could create some kind of 6 month, 12 month rolling renewal period, for that arrangement. So, wow, I just delivered, frankly, an entire plan for approaching digital marketing agencies. Of course, you have to figure out who the best fit is for you, and you have to figure out how to track them down. But if you do that and you find some good agencies, you may have a whole lot of opportunity as a copywriter. And if you want to go deeper, if you want to learn the kind of skills for copywriting and direct response that are going to help you succeed in this scenario, and number one, I will include a link in the description with this episode to the best way to pick a freelance niche video where Santiago Digital commented and spurred this whole conversation at this point. I'll also include a link to my BTMS Insiders training library, which is like Netflix for copywriting and marketing training, where you pay one low monthly fee, you get access to all my marketing and copywriting training. It's, you know, instant streaming access to the entire catalog, again, like Netflix, but for this kind of training, right? And it goes much deeper on the type of skills that you would need to succeed in that, especially in an environment where you may be tasked to do some different things at different times, and you need to consider how those skills can be developed quickly. I would love it if you'd leave a comment with this episode. Let me know on a scale 1 to 10 how valuable you found it and why. What are your action items and takeaways from this? You know, what are you going to do? Are you going to do this? Like, what's your plan? Are you going to approach some digital marketing agencies? Do you have questions? Do you have anything else you'd like to see covered in an upcoming episode? Leave that in the comments with this. Also, tap that like button before you go so you get more content like this delivered to you, and so the magical algorithms of the internet will share it with more people like you who find it valuable. You can share it directly and subscribe before you go. Subscribe here. Also go to breakthroughmarketingsecrets.com, link in the description, for my daily episode notifications, plus more exclusive content for email subscribers. A lot of good stuff coming up there. I'm Roy Furr. This is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Always aim for 10 out of 10 value. I hope I've delivered it here, and I'll catch you again in the next episode. Thank you once again for tuning in to this daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Remember, check out the links with this episode for even more value. Now make sure you like, comment, share, subscribe, and engage in every way you can to keep this show going and growing and delivering daily value to you. I'll catch you soon for your next big breakthrough.